The Accra West PRO of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Eric Asante, says investigations are ongoing to ascertain the cause of the fire that gutted the grid coal substation in Winneba. This notwithstanding, he said affected residents are being supplied with power from the Accra and Tema regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Asante noted that though the current situation will have an impact on customers in Accra and Tema, that is the only option for now until the situation is rectified. He could, however, not say when the problem could be resolved.
The transformer at the grid coal end that caught fire, and I speak to you now, has not been brought back on supply or has not been went on. But the situation as it stands now is that the customers who were affected by this fire outbreak that occurred at the grid coal end are now being supplied or fed from Accra. We are supplying them from Accra. That is the supply that we get from Accra. That is the Tema end and other sources. Because it's a circuit network. When you talk about a rain network, it means that when there is a problem any other side, you can break it and supply customers from the other end. So it's in a ring form. Kwenyaku, which has a water station there, has been on all throughout this time because of the peculiar situation they find themselves. You know, if they are cut off totally, then the water situation would also be a problem, or the water supply would also be a problem.
From your discourse with your counterparts from Gridco, what information are you eliciting in terms of when they're going to resolve the problem?
You know, when these things occur, you have to give yourself some time to really investigate and to work. A clear reason or why this, we have not established exactly what caused this fire outbreak. And investigations are still ongoing. And when they are out, they will be able to know the extent to which the damage caused to these cables. And then a plan will be drawn to fix, or the period will be, the restoration period will be given out, and the execution will immediately be taken off, or the execution of the fault or mending of the fault will take place. When these things occur and you quickly go ahead and start taking cables off and mending them, you will not solve the problem in time. You will end up bringing back the problem again.
Having said that, from the sources that you're supplying to these other areas, is it not going to impact on them somehow?
Once they are part of the national grid, you would not say that you would want to just take them off entirely. There are also other installations, as I already told. We have a water pumping station that serves the whole of Shredo, Winneba, and its environs. Majority of the customers within Central Region who have water supply also get their water from that end. So, obviously, definitely, there are few megawatts that is being handled or being shared in Accra. They also have to make do with some, and you also have to give them back. So, definitely, it will have an impact, because definitely, the whole transformer, which is off, will not be able to distribute to them. But the situation is being managed.
That was Accra West PR of ECG, Eric Asante, in that interview with Ibrahim Donko.